Monday, the 20th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, we're going to carry on now a little further with our Jesse tree, and this time, the symbol you might like to use is a red rope, and we can think of it, it's alliterative, as Rahab's red rope. Rahab's red rope. So, who was Rahab? Well, she was a woman living in Jericho, and the Israelites had been wandering in the desert, lost for a long time, and God had promised them this land. And so they finally come to move into the land that God promised them. And that land is called Canaan at the time. And it's filled with people who don't know God. And so two Israelite spies go and sneak into the city of Jericho in Canaan. And while they're inside, they get help from someone, and they don't even expect help from this person because she's a woman named Rahab. And even though she is not an Israelite, she has heard about the God of Israel and she believes in him. And so she offers to help the Israelite spies. But she also asks them to protect her family when the Israelites come into Jericho. And they're going to knock the city down at some point. And the spies agree, and they tell her to hang a red rope in her window so they know which house to protect, and that the red rope will save her life. Now, if you were to hang a red rope in your window and have a look at it, you might discover that a red rope can look like a trail of blood. And for us as Christians, that symbol of the red rope can remind us of the blood of Jesus, which saves us. When Jesus died, his blood saved our lives, just like the red rope so saved Rahab's life. And if we trust in God like she did, then we will also be saved and be held in God's love. So, let's close our eyes now and let's say a little prayer. Let's pray, Lord, for all those who battle to believe, that they might have the gift of faith. We pray for ourselves. Some days we find it hard to believe in you, God. And on those days, help us to remember Rahab and her red rope, and to remember that we are saved and loved by you, our God, and that it's okay sometimes to doubt, so long as we always come back to a sense of faith and trust in you. We ask this for us, for all the other people in the world as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.